It's 21st of December. Today I have another anniversary, which better never come. Today is 300 days since I'm in the army. This means that the war has been going on for 301 day. 301 day of shelling, torture, rape, robbery, mass executions, deportations. Russia arranged all this for us under the pretext of destroying the Ukrainian Nazis, the monstrous lie and complete bullshit. Are there any Nazis in Ukraine? Of course there are, as they are in the United Kingdom, USA, Germany, Japan and bunch of other countries. Do they influence the politics of the country? No, there is not even a single nationalist party in our parliament, let alone a Nazi one. There is no alternative for Ukraine, just as there is the alternative for Germany, which holds more than 10% of the seats in the German parliament. There are no Ukrainian analogues of the Hungarian Jobbik, also represented in the national parliament. Once again, we do not even have moderate nationalists in big politics, let alone Nazis. The problem of coexistence within Ukraine of representatives of different nationalities, different religions, different races has never been acute. I know what I'm talking about. I, while not being Muslim myself, worked in Kyiv on a Muslim TV channel, the main language of which was Russian, and among the main sponsors of the channel were several successful Jewish businessmen. For Ukraine, with its difficult history and the mass of ethnic minorities that traditionally lived in Ukrainian territories, this is the norm. I can say for sure that for the majority of Ukrainians, Russian statesmen about Nazism allegedly reigning in our country are perceived as the ravings of madmen. We have posters in the subway congratulating us on the beginning of Ramadan, and the mayor of the capital lights Hanukkah candles on the main square of the city. Odessa Sikhs and Kyiv Hindus organized free kitchens for refugees. In the ranks of the Ukrainian army, Catholics fight shoulder to shoulder with Buddhists, and Muslims fight in the same trenches with Jews. But the Russians stubbornly continue to lie about Nazi Ukraine. At a school in one of the towns recently liberated from the Russian occupiers, I found a Russian poster. It showed some men against the backdrop of a Ukrainian flag throwing up their hands in a Nazi salute. Who were these men, and whatever this a real photo or a fake, I don't know. And I think it's not really important. Under this photo was a long text clearly intended for soldiers of the Russian occupation army. This text talked about the fact that the main task of the Russians is the eradication of Nazism, which really flourished in Ukraine. The authors of this text promised that the ordinary Ukrainians would greet the Russians as liberators, and the Nazis would simply scatter at the sight of the Russian armies. The absolutely delusional text promised the occupiers an easy ride and portrayed their enemies as cowardly, incapable Nazis. But everything turned out quite the opposite. There was no easy walk, no one met the invaders with flowers, and the Nazis turned out to be completely different from those who were reported by the poster. From the same school where this crazy text hung, the Russians confiscated all textbooks in Ukrainian, removed portraits of the classics of Ukrainian literature from the classroom walls and burned them in the yard. They forbade speaking Ukrainian under pain of torture and beatings. They forcibly deported to Russia the children of worst residents of the town who resisted forced Russification. They were deported and given up for adoption to Russian families so that the children would forget that they were Ukrainians. After all, this is exactly what real fighters against Nazism do, right?